This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation, wherever, whenever you're joining us. It is 12/10/2018. Have you all seen what's going on in Europe, specifically France right now? The world is percolating and conflict is rising. And, you know, in some ways I think that's a good thing. You are in the right place. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host. It is so good to be with you. Well, with a stagnating French economy, perhaps being in the vest industry might have a future right now. Yellow vest, that is. Great broadcast today. William Snowblin will be joining us in the second hour. Of course, his perspective as a former Satanist, Luciferian, infiltrator, accuser of the brethren, what have you. He's written many books. He's well known all across, really, America for sure, but the world, the internet. And we're going to talk to him about Christmas, UFO phenomenon, among other things. Also joining us about a half hour, Joseph Meyer. He was very accurate on his predictions on the stock market. What is next? There's nothing but turmoil there recently, probably, the last week and a half. So we'll ask him. Great broadcast. Right now, gas prices in Paris are hovering around $5.50 to $6. They were up to somewhere over $7. I mean, we're getting kind of conflicting reports, but it spiked way high over $7. And then this, you know, Macron has relented, or the government, whatever. I don't know how it works there in France, but it's relented somewhere around $6. It's easily double what it is in America. And I want to ask you, ladies and gentlemen, can you imagine your life if you had to pay double your, whatever your gas bill is now, if you had to pay double? Now magnify that with shipping. You know, think about the trucks operating, their pay, what they're shipping, the cost of what they're shipping, the cost of all goods. We saw when gas spiked over $4 in America a few years ago, what that did. Imagine now even $6, $7, what that would be like. Kevin Smith is joining us. My uncle, of course, helped me co-write the book Forever 1776. We're going to discuss this and some news a little bit before Joseph comes on. What's going on in France there? What is piquing your interest right now?
That the people are fighting back. That's the great thing. And they got Macron on the run, at least for a couple weeks.
This dynamic of what they're doing is, it's straight out of George Orwell. The talk by the government and their talking points and what they're trying to shove down the people. Address that a little bit.
Yeah, it's all doublespeak. Up is down, round is flat, in is out. You know, they're just contradicting themselves left and right to confuse the public. They don't know what is going on.
Well, we're hearing UN, speaking of that confusion, the United Nations is pushing a climate change, tax. That's where this money is going.
Yeah, it's not just a tax on the
gas, right?
It's a climate change tax that's going to the elites.
Okay, so the United Nations is pushing this climate change. This is imperative. We must do it. There's too much carbon emissions, especially in the city, in France, in Paris, what have you. We need to lower the emissions. Man is doing it, so we need to tax carbon activity. Okay, that's one side of the mouth is what they're saying. We've heard that, Al Gore.
Yeah.
We've heard that here.
How's that going to help the Earth paying Al Gore billions of dollars?
Right. Okay, put that aside for a second. Out of the other side of the mouth, the UN is now looking to have basically open borders throughout the world. You can go. You have a right to go wherever you want to go. That's supposedly what they're saying. You can travel wherever they want. And they obviously, a lot of immigrants have gone into France and have replaced the workers, have stagnated wages. It's just simple math 101. On one side of their mouth, too many people, we gotta stop carbon emissions. On the other, let as many people in as possible.
Yeah.
It's complete doublespeak. Just complete.
Yeah, absolutely complete.
Where do you think this is going to go?
They want to crash the whole world so they can take it over. And America's next. That's what all the people are coming to America for. So we get overflowed and crashed, and the UN will come in and say, we can save you, we can save you, we can save you. just give up your rights, give up your constitution, and everything will be fine. And everything will not be fine because
right now, the carbon tax is about 64%.
Oh, my God. I didn't know it was that high.
Yes.
Lord.
Now, I was talking to Daniel Estel a little earlier today, and, you know, he's obviously much more European-centric than I am. I, you know, have to learn from people like him or people who live there. He's saying the average salary is about, you know, 12 to 1,500 euros a month that people are living on in France, and that equates about $1,600, $1,700. Pensioners are getting about $1,000, maybe he said dollar, maybe he already converted, but somewhere around $1,500 to $1,700, $1,800 a month that people are basically their wages.
Now, it's not a lot.
It's not a lot. Especially outside the big cities, that their wages are very much depressed and there's a depression that way. In Greece, it was even less that people were getting. That's what people are. So, I mean, there's just you can feel a tangible depression everywhere for this taxes and all the money that's being siphoned, all the ingenuity of the people, all the work, everything is being pulled out by these unelected bureaucrats. This is globalism 101. This is the result of it. You want to see what it looks like? Go look at Greece. Go look at some. Go look at France.
Yeah,
right,
France.
Now.
You can't. There's some places you can't go. They put these immigrants into slums. Now they're slums, and there's a no-go zone. Even the cops don't go there.
4 out of 5 people in France right now, the polls that are coming out of France, do not want any more immigrants. So this is
And they want them gone.
And they want them gone.
And they want them gone. That's the big thing.
This isn't just a referendum on the, you know, somebody puts a tax on gas, and then they start riding. No, there's never one thing that's going to push people. No. This is the straw that breaks the camel's back, so to speak, I believe.
Plus all the crime that they're having in there, all the rapes and the crime and uprest and prices. And it's just one after another after another. And Macron is trying to save his presidency, but I don't think he can. He's pushed him too far.
What's very interesting, and I've tried to, you know, listen to some people who live over there. It seems from what this is from 10,000 miles away, but it seems like the conservative part of this group is more organized than, you know, because you have the communists rioting at the same time you have supposedly traditional conservative people rioting. You know, they want to destroy whatever. Perfect opportunity. So it seems like the conservatives are much more organized. You're also seeing the police, in many instances, are siding with these people in yellow vests.
They're taking off their helmets.
They're taking off their helmets and siding with them.
What is it? What's that word?
Solidarity.
Solidarity with the protesters. That's great. That's great news.
80%, supposedly. Again, 80% don't want more immigrants. 80% are with the yellow vesters.
That's good.
The yellow vesters. So, is this a trial balloon to see how people are going to react? I mean,
yeah, absolutely. I think this is just a probe. They put this out here. How's this going to work here? And if they don't do anything, we're going to just inundate the world with this. But they're going to have to rethink things now, I think.
This syndicate, this global syndicate, has something on their hands. And how far, you know, in France, they don't have guns like they do in America.
No, they do not.
Can you imagine if this was happening in America right now?
Yeah. There'd be a lot of shooting, I think.
Well, I think the police would. Hopefully they would. I don't know. This is very important. I know it broke last week, but it's continuing. I wasn't here at the end of last week. Thank you so much for George and Scott Bennett for filling in. I hope you enjoyed their visits. But I haven't got a chance to talk about that. To me, one of the biggest points of this is the such over-the-top doublespeak that is going on in this situation is, ladies and gentlemen, it's lunacy.
Yeah, they want to confuse everybody. You say one
mission
thing.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, mission accomplished, absolutely.
Moving on to news, this is a couple of disturbing stories about Trump. Trump is looking to nominate William Barr for permanent attorney general. What were your initial thoughts here?
Don't do it.
don't go.
Oh my, why would you put somebody who already had the job? He's part of the swamp, I think. You know, maybe.
Well, for people who don't know who William Barr is, he was Attorney General when first Bush.
First Bush, yeah.
He just died for a couple years about that. He was Attorney General for a couple of years under him.
I have no idea why he wants to nominate him. I'd run from that guy before I'd put him in.
With this, there is a big story, Mike Adams, who's put out some pretty good information and been pretty positive and pretty aggressive on both sides, you know, positive but still aggressive and concerned. The title of the article is Prepare for President Trump to Call Upon American Citizens to Defend the Republic Against a Lawless Deep State. This is a very dramatic title. And in it, he goes on and he says things, soon the situation may be turned on his head. President Trump is holding all the cards right now, sitting on mountains of currently classified evidence that reveal a pattern of deep, deliberate criminality and treason. Your thoughts on that?
He's got to act. He's got to act and not act before, was it the second or third when the Democrats take over?
Do you really think that that's true? Do you think he's got all this evidence?
I think he's got all that evidence, but... from what I've heard, 90% of his orders aren't being taken, you know, carried out. I mean, you got to find people who are going to carry out your orders. You know,
is this a you're bothered by the William Barr, the possible nomination of him?
Big time.
Is this a case of Trump being pigeonholed into a box, or is him being co-opted and directed?
Jeez, I ain't got a clue on that. You know, give them something what they might have wanted.
You can't give them anything.
They can't give them anything. You know, you give them one thing to take a mile. You cannot give them one thing. Done.
Continuing on in this article, it says the evidence will be damning. I've always said, look, if they have evidence like supposedly there was Hillary Clinton doing things to children, they want to just break this dynamic all the way down. Show that video. And
yeah.
America, the whole world will change like that. And it doesn't matter if it destroys the government. It doesn't. Maybe the government needs to be turned over or something. People need to really understand what's going on there.
On that video you were talking about on the internet, it says the lost video. Well, it's not lost. They got it somewhere.
Nothing ever gets lost
on
the internet.
No.
I mean, they spy on everything.
Everything.
The other thing about William Barr, Rand Paul has been alarmed at this also. Not only you, not me, Rand Paul. He's been heavily in favor of the Patriot Act. He's heavily in favor of civil asset forfeiture. We talked about that a lot.
That's one of the worst things on the planet, civil asset forfeiture.
Civil asset forfeiture. A policeman pulls you over for speeding and
your taillight's out,
and you have a shoebox with $10,000 in it because you were going to give to your grandson to go buy a car for his birthday or something, and the police just take it. And then you have to go then back and prove that they shouldn't. That's not America.
Yeah, you have to hire a lawyer because they're not going to do it on their own. So that's going to cost you $5,000 or $7,000. So it's not even worth getting your money back.
This is interesting times, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to do a little more news, and then Joseph Meyer coming up in about less than 15 minutes. So good to be with you. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. ThePowerHour.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. CannabisRadio.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit ACS2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin's joining me here a little bit more for some news, and then Joseph Meyer is going to be joining. Great stories over at the Power Mall. You can check them all out. Some health stories and what have you. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com. Of course, you know that's where the products are. We have some great specials on North American Urban Spice, Global Good Health Naturally, Global Healing Center, all on sale over at the Power Mall. Check that out. 877-817-9829. We'll mention some of the products later in the broadcast, but we need your purchases. You know, this is a time. I know you got other things to focus on. You don't buy health products so much. It's a great gift. We need your purchases. It's not cheap to bring the show to you. So please consider us, donations, purchases. Thank you so much, and your prayers also. In Manchester, Kevin, elementary school banned Santa, candy canes, reindeer, elf on the shelf, red, green items, all in the name of inclusion and cultural sensitivity.
Oh, they got to be out of their minds.
I thought our culture was basically, yeah. You know, this is in Britain, but or UK, you know, whatever.
Black Santa's was still big over in England.
This is just, well, diversity is strength. I don't know if you've heard of it.
No. Diversity is trouble for the most part. That's why we called it the melting pot, and they wanted everybody to assume.
Yeah, in one pot.
In one pot.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't have different pots.
Now, that makes people strong.
Right.
Not diverse. Everybody is in their own little corner chipping and chapping at each other.
Different pots.
Yeah.
All in different pots. No, yeah. We have one pot.
One pot. All everybody right. learns to assimilate. Everybody learns the language, and we work together.
At ABC, Texas Sonic employees' manager arrested after allegedly lacing children's meals with ecstasy. So be careful if you're going to go buy one of those milkshakes they advertise on TV. Be careful.
They should throw the book at that guy.
Well, I think they're going to throw more in the book at him.
Yeah.
Alabama. This is from G. Edward Griffin.
Is this a football story?
The Crimson Tide. No, it's worse. It's much worse. Police shot and killed a legally armed black man at a mall on Thanksgiving night. Emantic Bradford Jr., he's 21 years old, was shot by police at a mall as officers responded to reports of gunshots on Thanksgiving night, but they appeared to have shot an innocent man. He was reported to be legally carrying a handgun and directing shoppers to safety.
Oh, my God.
So he pulled out his gun. And
wrong
was
place
like,
at the wrong time.
Initially, law enforcement authorities publicly identified him as the gunman and then changed their story the next day. A lawyer for the family said a forensic examination that was commissioned by the family showed that he was shot in the back of the head and body while running away and posed no threat to the police. A judge ordered the police officer's body cam video and mall surveillance video to be released, but you can imagine it is.
There was a malfunction.
Yeah. No, close. Oh. It is being withheld from the public.
Well, they don't want a riot there. That's what it is.
Well, it's again just like civil asset forfeiture. Yeah. You are subservient to us. We will tell you, and then you go ask permission for.
That's right.
What happened to public servants? It's our film. We're paying for it.
Yeah, we give them limited delegate authority to work in the public.
Here's a question. Here's an article from Washington Post about the Dow sinking on Britain's Brexit mess. We'll save that story for when Joseph comes on. The EU will soon establish alternative payment channel allowing Iran to bypass U.S. sanctions. This is out of Brussels. We'll create an alternative payment channel to facilitate financial transactions and bypass U.S. Now, you know as well as I do, our biggest importer, the linchpin to our economic hold on anything in this world, is that dollar bill that everybody's seen,
yeah.
The petrodollar.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Trump will take kindly to that.
I don't think the Federal Reserve will.
No, they think they're going to get around that. They're solely mistaken, I think.
The Chinese court, CNBC, banned sale of most iPhones in China.
Well, they want their own phones to sell there because he collects all the information and sends it back to the cop.
Let me tell you the reasons.
Oh, all right. I thought you were just asking me.
Yeah, let me tell you the reason that they're giving. A part of two preliminary injunctions, Qualcomm, which is another big sell, sought the injunctions alleging Apple violated two of its patents. Apple denies violating patents and says the scope of the iPhone ban in China goes beyond what the injunction calls for. I thought Apple's friendly with China over there.
And I thought the Chinese couldn't develop anything. They stole all the
technology. Well, this is Qualcomm. This isn't Apple.
Oh.
This is Qualcomm.
No, I'm talking about China.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they can develop it when they steal it.
Yeah, when they steal it, they have no problem replicating. Yeah, they can tweak it.
I think they have no problem. Well, that's just their culture. You know, Chinese are smart. They're industrious. But their government, like a lot, you know, like here in America, similar kind of things. When you're controlled, innovation squats.
Yeah. The more controls, the less innovations you have in your country.
No question. Big story out of Bloomberg. Screen time changes structure of children's brain. Out of 60 Minutes.
Ladies I believe it.
Be careful what you let your children watch, especially iPads, iPhones, what have you. Look, they're young. It's not a babysitter. It's dangerous. Everything is telling us that. And 5G also.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that a little more. God bless you. Stay tuned. Joseph Meyer.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Folks are continuing to clean up after a powerful winter storm dropped over 2 feet of snow in parts of North Carolina, Georgia, and Virginia. According to FlightAware, more than 900 flights have been canceled, with thousands facing more delays. Despite rumors that OPEC may cut production, gasoline prices continue to fall across the nation. Crude oil prices have now fallen $23 a barrel. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
The national average for the price of gasoline is now at $2.41 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price of gasoline is down 30 cents a gallon from a month ago.
The national average is now down about 5 cents a gallon versus where gas prices were 1 year ago when they stood at $2.46. In addition, the national average has plunged 30 cents a gallon from $2.71 a gallon a month ago.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment. An early termination fee at Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Joseph Myers joining us now. For decades, many decades, I don't want to say how many, I don't want to belie his age, but he's been around. He's seen a lot, like that commercial. We've seen a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Yeah, that's Joseph Meyer when it comes to stock market. He's been on. He's made prediction after prediction. They've been very accurate, and you can see right now the uncertainty in the stock market. It's nothing new to Joseph. It's nothing new to you if you've been listening to Joseph. We're very happy to welcome him from StraightMoneyAnalysis.com, StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. Joseph Meyer, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Good afternoon, Daniel. Thank you and the Power Hour, as always, for having me as your guest. Always a pleasure to visit with you, Daniel. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Well, let's talk about what's happened here over the past week, maybe 10 days. Let's talk about the stock market. What have we seen here?
Well, I think we've witnessed the top in the equity market, as I said in the last show with you. I think, 26,958 in the Dow, and quite honestly, 2940 in the S&P 500 is going to cap this bull move. And I think from here we're entering a bear market, and we're looking, as we get into the late part of December, early January, the starts of a very brutal bear market, Daniel. That's the way I see it.
When you say brutal, is there something to compare it to, something you've seen in the past, so we can kind of get a feel for this?
Well, I think you'd have to go back 1973-74 when the Dow was cut in half, and again 1981-82. Those bear markets were very, very difficult. I think this one here could be every bit as bad as those two. I truly do.
Let's talk a little bit about, kind of leaving the subject for a moment, but I think it's related. Let's talk about what's going on in Europe. Let's talk about France first. We have people in yellow vests all throughout the country, highly, highly supported by the French people.
Yes.
Which are just short of rioting here, and the police are even about the gas, what have you. Talk about that and the impact, how that impacts this market.
Well, I don't think I've ever seen the chaos in Europe as to the way it's unfolding now take place at any time in my career. I think it speaks volumes as to the problems going forward in the European Union. And I think, quite frankly, people want to change, and if need be, they'll turn to violence to bring it about. That's the way I see it.
Do you? So this is unprecedented, really,
yes, it is.
In your experience. So it wouldn't be a stretch to say we really don't know how this is going to go. It's hard to even compare. Do you have a gut feeling how this is going to go?
Well, I think we're going to see change. You know, how rapidly we see it and what kind of change, I don't have a crystal ball. I can certainly outline what I think is ahead at this time, but I do think we're going to see change. People want new leadership. They want a new form of government. And if need be, I'll say it again, they'll turn to violence to bring it about.
There's a article out of the Washington Post. Dow sinks 500 points as Britain's Brexit mess fuels investor angst. So we talked about France. Now let's go to whatever in the world's going on in Britain with the Brexit. How do you see that? One, how do you see what's going on in Britain? And two, how does that affect America?
Well, I think when you talk about the European Union, no question it's in disarray. The only sovereign country continues to be Germany. You know, when we look at the European Union and we question which nation next will default, you've got Spain, Portugal, Ireland, you got one country after another looking for a bailout from the IMF. I question, quite honestly, the long-term probability of the European Union even staying in existence. I truly do. I think it's an error, and it's over. Where we go from here, I don't think anybody knows very clearly at this point. But I do think the changes coming to Europe are going to be quite frightening and quite dramatic.
The wild card, what you just said, I think, you know, I generally agree with what you just said. I will differ a little bit. The wild card I see is in these riots, these demonstrations, whatever you want to call them, in Paris right now, France. We're seeing tanks or Humvee-like vehicles. They don't have the French flag on them. They have an EU flag. They're
yes,
EU
they
army.
Do.
So this talk about an EU army, there already is an EU army. So how does that change the prospects for the future?
Well, I think socialism is gripping Europe. There's no two ways about it. I think when you look at the economies, they're deeply indebted. They can't be bailed out. I think the people are facing the reality under this current form of government. Quite frankly, they have no future. How it'll play out, again, I don't think anybody knows, but all the European markets, quite frankly, at this point have entered a bear market. Do you know that?
Yeah, well, not specifically, but I generally got that impression. Maybe explain that. Explain what people are doing, you know, on a day-to-day basis when gas is $6-$7 a gallon. You know, explain the pressures on them to the middle class, or what's left of the middle class in Europe.
Well, the middle class, quite frankly, can't live. It's too expensive to live in Europe. It's even more expensive than it is here in the U.S. Getting worse by the day. You know, the wages just don't buy anything in the marketplace, Daniel. Just too much money printing by all these governments and central banks in Europe. They can't even service
their own
debt.
Do you see this like the Hunger Games? Do you see this like the movie The Hunger Games, where basically the economies are being undercut to such a degree where, permanent underclasses are being created? There's no upward mobility. They just become service sectors.
There can't be any upward mobility. The system's rigged against the middle class and has been for generations. It's coming to an end.
All right, let's go to America now.
Okay.
This huge bear market that we're talking about. Let's get out of Europe for a second.
Okay.
This huge bear market that you're talking about, is it inevitable just because of the circumstances, or is this being exasperated because of actions like the Fed raising rates so quickly?
Well, you got two things. You got rising interest rates, as I've said repeatedly in the shows we've done, that I think, frankly, have gone up too fast. You got the third longest bull market in history now coming to conclusion, if it hasn't already. People lose sight of the fact this bull market started in March 2009, as you know, Daniel. Dow 6,470 and 670 in the S&P. We've had the Dow over 26,000 and we've had the S&P over 2,900. You know, how much more can you expect to come out of this market in the last decade? It's over and done. You know, bear markets, I've said repeatedly, last one-third to one-half as long as the previous bull market. We could be looking at a bear market that lasts at a minimum 2-3 years, Daniel. No one's even talking about that possibility, but I haven't been talking about it in the recent issues of Straight Money Analysis.
Let's talk about, briefly, we're coming on a break in a couple minutes, but your newsletter is out for this month. Let's talk about Straight Money Analysis. Talk about your newsletter, what you do. Give us a little sample of what that means, what that newsletter, how valuable it is.
Well, we tell you what you need to know. We tell you why you need to know it. And lastly, and very importantly, we tell you what you can and should be doing about it. I tell you where the economy's headed, the stock and bond markets, gold, silver, oil, natural gas. And I outline what I think is ahead with Fed monetary policy. It's a must-read newsletter if you want to protect your hard-earned money, protect your equity in your 401k and in your IRA account. It's a very cheap investment to ensure you're on the right side of the market. Can't say it any straighter than that.
That's why it's Straight Money Analysis.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the special that let's talk about your special that you're offering to our guests or to our audience.
Our listener becomes a subscriber to the newsletter. You get the 1-year subscription at the 6-month subscription price. 1-year subscription is normally $259. 6-month subscription is $149. You'll get a full 1-year subscription, 4 issues of the newsletter at the $149.95 price. Just go to the StraightMoneyAnalysis.com website, click on the 6-month button. I'll know you're coming from the Power Hour. And when I receive your order, I'll make it a full 1-year subscription to the newsletter.
Well, fantastic. We appreciate it, Joseph. And it's well worth it.
And if anybody needs to speak to me, as always, just pick up the phone and call.
Give us the number real quick.
386-677-8642.
One more time.
386-677-8642.
We're coming on a break here. Very good information from Joseph Meyer. Very good breakdown generally of what we're seeing throughout not only Europe but America specifically. On the other side, let's talk about the I don't know what the word is, the magnitude of what we're looking at. I mean, this is it paranoid what the people are thinking? Is it? I mean, this is really almost uncharted what we're seeing and
yes,
and what Joseph thinks from that perspective. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Power Hour at thepowerhour.com.
We Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Feed up, Eric Kurgan. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Talking to Joseph Meyer from StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. And his phone number, 386-677-8642. His experience, his nuanced way to look at the world is very important. That's why we have him on. He's one of the best. And he's predicted this. You can remember a month or two ago the uncertainty. He's predicted it. He said all this and is working for a plan for you. Joseph Meyer, StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. I want to ask you, Joseph, you know, we've heard this for a long time. You know, there's too much debt. The dollar's going to crash. The whole economy, the moneyed interests are trying to crash the economy to manipulate America. when you hear things like that from your experience, is that paranoid? Is it reality? What? Where do you fall on that?
Well, I think it's a possibility, because I think when you see what's going on in Europe, and you touched upon it earlier, it's unprecedented. I've never seen Europe as unstable as it is currently. The only thing I can compare it to is what we had witnessed in the late 1960s with the protests against the Vietnam War. You remember that, Daniel?
I don't remember it, but I've seen it. I'm not quite that old, but go ahead.
And I think when we look at Europe, which always used to be rock solid, and we see the instability that's growing by the day, I think it's a warning sign that all the currencies of the world are going to be under pressure. That's the reason I've often said you need a plan. You need a plan that works for you, and you got to put that plan in place now while there's still time to do it.
Let's talk about this plan, the importance of a plan. So somebody's listening to you, they're hearing you, they are interested. What does a plan look like? What do we need to be thinking about?
Well, you want to think about protecting your capital. That's number one. You want to have adequate cash reserves. You want to reduce any exposure and risk you have in the stock and bond market. If you've got real estate and you can still sell it at a decent price, I think it'd be advisable to do it in going rent. And if you don't own any gold and silver, this is the exact time you should be buying it. You know, everyone's plan is different, but the key element of a plan is it has to be individual and it has to make sense to the individual. And it has to be rock solid so it can withstand any further financial shocks or uncertainty we witness in the marketplace. That's what the plan has to be able to do.
Couple questions. Let's talk about houses. If you're saying if housing prices are high and you can sell high right now, sell. That's
yes.
What's the market looks like to you?
Well, I think the market's very overvalued. I think we're not done with interest rates going up. I'm looking for them to go up dramatically and substantially in 2019. As you know, we got the 10-year bond right around 3%, but the normalized rate, it's got to go to 5.5%, 6%. So what I'm saying is over the next 12 to 18 months, we could see once again a doubling of interest rates. It's a possibility, and I think it would make sense from a reality standpoint.
So are we going to see, you know, we've heard this possibilities before, study this. Is it possible we're going to see stagflation, basically a depressed prices in certain things like houses and whatever, but then accelerated prices in things like, you know, milk, groceries, and what have you?
I think it's a possibility, and I think, again, it's going to unfold as we get into 2019 and beyond, yes.
What are some key things that we need to watch? You can say, hey, if you see the XYZ, if you see this, you need to be aware of this.
Well, I think when you continue to see the European market sell off and you continue to see violence escalating and spreading all through Europe, I think it's a warning sign that contagion at some point is going to spread to the U.S. You know, this economy, in my humble opinion, and I think we talked about this in a previous show, has been in trouble for quite some time. The middle class has all but been evaporated. There isn't any upward mobility. You touched upon that. What we're witnessing now in Europe, and have been for quite some time. The socioeconomics of the times we're living in are simply unprecedented. And I think the surprises are going to be how quickly things fall apart and things continue to deteriorate. No one's planning on that happening,
Joseph,
but I wrote about that in the latest issue of the newsletter.
Very important. StraightMoneyAnalysis.com to get the newsletter or call 386-677-8642. Is there any good news? Tell us something good that we can focus on. Because, yeah, I mean, this is everything. You're painting such a picture, and I don't want to leave people with no hope or whatever, but I think this is the reality. I think you're spot on with your analysis. Give us something good to hold on to, or, you know, if you see this happen, this is a good sign for this.
Well, I think we got to start creating some better paying jobs. You know, the latest job report, we only created 190,000 jobs. That's not a lot of jobs for this time of the year. More importantly, Ford, as you have to be aware of, recently announced layoffs of possibly 25,000 workers. So we're seeing companies cut back, we're seeing consumers cut back, and we're seeing markets now go through a corrective phase that I think is the early stages, again, of a vicious bear market. But I think when you talk about trade, I think we're seeing some positive issues there. We're seeing some positive issues brought forth with budget restraint spending. And I think we're finally getting a grip on the national debt. Those are the positives. But I think when you look at the negatives, they outweigh the positives now.
Hold right there, Joseph. When you say a grip on the national debt, what do you mean by that? What do you mean we're getting a grip?
Well, I think we're going to reduce the upward movement in the national debt. As you know, we're over $21 trillion. We can't continue to pile on this debt.
Yeah.
We've got to do something to stop.
All right, let me ask you this. Okay, let me ask you point blank. Is there any way, any scenario in your mind within the paradigm that we're working in, other than just printing a $21 trillion bill and handing it to somebody, is there any way that debt's ever going to be paid?
No, I don't think so, Daniel. It's an impossibility. It's too great. Can't be paid off.
We have a minute or so before the top of the hour. The Chinese executive, the CFO of the big conglomerate there in China that was arrested in Canada, how unique is that, and what does that mean anything to you?
I think it's very unique and very meaningful. As you know, the Chinese have been stealing our secrets for decades. I think we're finally doing something about it in a meaningful way, and I think there's going to be more arrests, and we're going to stop the transferring of our technology to Southeast Asia. That's what I think.
Do you see this whole thing playing out? Is it possible where America could go basically isolationist again and close our borders economically and just try to stop the contagion from spreading here and maybe building up America themselves? Maybe that's a possibility? Maybe.
I don't think you can rule it out. I think it's a very real possibility, and I think we'll know the answer to that in the next year.
You hear that quickly?
Yes.
It's very quickly. There's a break. Joseph Meyer, straightmoneyanalysis.com, straightmoneyanalysis.com, 386-677-8642. We're going to make sure our next guest, William Snoble, and make sure we can get him. If not, maybe we'll hold Joseph over a little bit. We've had a little trouble. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, thepowerhour.com. Stay right there, Joseph. Let's check up on that.
Imagine a cold winter blowing outside, yet you are warm and cozy inside with economic, safe, comfortable heating thanks to your Sunair ductless furnace. The Sunair ductless furnace provides your home with comfortable, radiant electric heat that stays near the floor where you are, not on the ceiling where you aren't. It's simple to operate and the most energy-efficient furnace in the world, heating up to 500 square feet for about a dollar a day. Sunair heaters and purifiers are made in America and built to last. To order, call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.